The Stonewall Riots of 1969 helped spark the gay civil rights movement. But the infamous New York bar wasn't the first site of a major gay protest. As Melissa Kaplan tells us, a police raid at a Silver Lake gay bar 2 years before Stonewall helped set the stage for action.
5 minutes after patrons of the Black Cat celebrated the coming of 1967, plainclothes police officers began beating them to the floor. 16 were arrested, including 3 bartenders, and 6 men were charged and found guilty of lewd conduct. Gay and lesbian bars were often targets of police raids in the 60s, but amidst the tensions building from the civil rights movement, the New Year's raid was a step too far. For weeks after the event, activists protested, distributed leaflets, and founded what will become The Advocate, the first major gay publication, still in circulation. Decades later, the Black Cat is under new ownership and is open to the public as an eatery and lounge. The city of Los Angeles has made the bar an official historical and cultural landmark, and bar manager Joe Grogi says they must honor the space's heritage.
We have to keep the original sign. We have to keep the front facade the same. The bar has to stay in the same location. So all that is protected from change. A lot of people in the neighborhood are very protective of the history.
The venue is flanked by framed signs of protests on the wall and receives visitors paying homage to the riots. And that's where comparisons to the Black Cat of the 60s ends.
We're not technically a gay bar, but we're not a straight bar either. We welcome everybody.
A good anthem for the site of a civil rights landmark. Melissa Kaplan, Annenberg Radio News.